Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Now this week's trivia question. When did Radio Sefarad begin broadcasting? You know, I'm far from retirement age, but I do remember wind-up watches and reel-to-reel tape recorders. So I was really intrigued when I first heard about Radio Sefarad, a radio program that you could only hear on the internet. I thought that maybe you'd like to know more about us, so I've buttonholed a few of my colleagues who have kindly agreed to let me ask them a few questions.
Our first interview is with Alex Beyer, who was really in on the ground floor of this whole project. Alex, could you please tell us where the idea for Radio Sefarad came from?
Hi, Linda. Yes, the idea started from a group of different people connected to the Jewish community in Spain, and there was a demand for a medium as a radio and an internet radio because of, I would say, two main reasons. A big, I would say, ignorance about Judaism and Jews in Spain, since we are a very small community, and as well the problem of the new anti-Semitism that has risen in the last years in Spain, which is a concern for many of us.
How long was this? Were you working on this before the radio actually came into being?
Well, we all started 5 months. 4 or 5 months before we actually launched the radio station, which was February 3rd, and we started to prepare programs. We did like programs to try to see how, and to also it was a training for many of us which had not had radio experience before. So it was a trainee for the team that now works at Radio Sefarad.
Uh-huh. And how many people listen to Radio Sefarad, do you know?
Yes, our last statistics, we have 10,000 visitors.
Wow.
In the last month, in January, and which is quite amazing. It's from the variety of countries that we have listeners. We first thought most would be in Spain and Latin America, but we were surprised about the audience in the United States, which is actually our second biggest audience. After Spain, we have comes the United States in listeners, then Argentina and other Latin American countries. Canada, we have many listeners in Canada as well, and of course in Israel.
How did people hear about this, or is it just a question of luck? You're surfing the net and you find this.
Well, for many of the listeners, it's a question of luck, because we get very very interesting and very funny emails of people how they found us. Sometimes through an email of a friend, sometimes, as you said, surfing through the web. But I would say that internet is like I don't know how the expression, do you know the expression, mancha de aceite? I don't know how you would say that in English.
It spreads. The news spreads quickly,
yes,
I guess,
yes.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, the main way of getting to know about the radio. And this is increasing and increasing, and every month we have more listeners, and even from countries that we would have never expected, like China.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. How has the program evolved during this last year?
Well, we have been incorporating new sections. Also, because we saw the demand from our listeners that contacted us and sent us emails with particular demands. For example, from the beginning there was a big interest in Ladino language.
Uh-huh.
So we have a section every week called Tiempo de Sefarad, which is run and hosted by Soli Levy, who is an extraordinary actor and comedian and Ladino expert. And he speaks in Jaquetia, which is a which is a dialect of Ladino. It's not strictly Ladino. It's a mixture of different languages that were spoken in Morocco by the Sephardic Jews. So this is an example, but we have many other sections, and it has been increasing. For example, this English section that you are doing, and we are also we have a section on media analysis. We have a section on Jewish cooking, Sephardic and Ashkenazi recipes, which is very, very successful. I would say that it's one of the sections that is most listened to.
Uh-huh. We'll have to put some of that into our English section, I think.
Yes, I think many of the English-speaking listeners would like to get to know Sephardic recipes.
Mm-hmm. How about plans for the future?
Well, plans for the future is, for example, the Hebrew section and the Yiddish section, like a Yiddish corner.
Wow.
Which is something that we were looking for very much. So this would we would have like all the Jewish languages, Ladino and Jewish, and also languages that are spoken by Jews in the world, mainly as English, and of course Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
So these are the next steps in what in respect to programming and to new sections. And another new thing that we will do is we are trying to get our programs into FM local stations. Some of our contents are already aired by radios in Argentina and in Canada, mm-hmm. local FMs. And in Spain, we expect in the next future to have some local stations airing some of our programs.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Alex.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, now that you've heard something about the history of Radio Sefarad, how it began, and where it's going, I'd like to introduce you to some of the people who make it all possible. I'm going to speak now with Raquel Cornago and Esther Kerub, who work mostly with the Spanish part of the program. Well, Raquel, Esther, thank you very much for this interview. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your effort to speak in English. It's really, really nice of you.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you do here. What's it about? Esther.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm the editor of the program, and all of us make everything, but maybe I'm most in charge of the final product, and also of the cultural agenda and the
contact with our audience.
Yes, that's it. We try to answer their questions or their suggestions, and we want to be all the time in contact with them. So I try to keep that in the day.
Do these suggestions come through email?
Yes, uh-huh. Everything through email.
Uh huh. Okay. How about you, Raquel?
I try to do the interviews, reports, and sometimes I do the news.
Uh-huh.
I present the news, and Esther said before that we are do a lot of things, and it's the same for me.
How long have you been working here?
A year.
A whole year.
The last week, it was our birthday.
Uh-huh. So you've been here since the beginning?
No, not exactly.
No, because we were preparing it like more or less 4 months before it started.
Uh-huh.
And I came here from the first day, but Raquel came more or less 1 month later.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And why are you interested in this? I know that nobody here gets rich.
Me?
Yeah, Raquel.
Because I love the Jewish culture, history, and most important, the people. And I love to work here, and and to meet people like you.
Oh, thank you. What about you, Esther? Where's your interest come from?
Yes, when Alex Bayer presented me the project, I was finishing my studies, so it was nice to get on working a little bit, and the project seemed to me really interesting because I'm Jewish, and it's nice to transmit our culture to the non-Jewish public, and because we are living in times which the information is also a little bit manipulated, and we wanted to give the other face of the things. So it's both things, giving the different information and also transmitting a culture which is also very Spanish. It's from very Latin, from the Latin public also.
Okay, well, thanks.
Do you understand why she is the editor? No?
I think you're both great, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this final interview is going to be with Maxi Cohen, who is our sound man.
Sound man will be correct.
Yes?
Yes, I made another things in the radio too. I mean, I am the musical editor of the program, and too, I am the person who realized the final program. The final editor. Uh-huh. I mean, but aesthetically.
You do a lot of cutting and pasting?
Yes, yes. It's like if you give me a sad stone, and I convert this stone in a diamond that I think is this radio, no? And when I try to make this program, this work, I try to put in this radio, in this Jewish radio, something modern. I mean, I have the idea that this radio must be something that for all the publics, not only Jewish public, and it must be in the same wave of the modern wave of expose the programs on all radios or television.
Have you also been here since the beginning?
Yes, it's very curious when I remember the first time that I've been here, because it was Alex and me only in this big studio, and with one computer only and one microphone. And this was the real beginning of Radio Sephara, because when people talk of the beginning of the radio, people talk about the official beginning, no? I've been here with the first meetings, talking about the radio and what we need and what we want to show to the people. And I'm very proud. I'm very proud of this.
How did you learn how to do what you're doing? Did you study, or did you just...
My old profession or my interest was the music. I am a musician. I play guitar, I play bass, I play drum, I play jazz, I play flamenco. So in one way was difficult, because it was the first time that I sit down in a computer to make a program of music, but in other way was very instinctive for me, because I've been in a lot of bands, and I listen a lot of music, and this was a very good opportunity to show my old studies, no?
How do you choose what music you're going to put with a certain report?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we try to choose the things that for the people will be originals. I mean, for example, it's so typical for our Jewish radio to transmit, for example, I don't know, the Schindler List music, for example. But I try to don't put in music if it is not necessary, and to show people the other face of Israel and the other face of the Judaism. I mean, to show people that in Israel you have a lot of places for dance, a lot of styles of music, very good musicians in the world, jazz music, rock music, and when people listen this, people say, oh, what, I can't believe this, in Israel, I thought that in Israel there was only shoots and guns and problems with the Palestinians, and no, I try to show to people that the Jewish culture and Israeli culture is something very close to everyone, too.
Okay, thank you very much. I wish everyone in this country spoke English so well.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this inside look into Radio Sefarad to celebrate our first anniversary. I'd like to remind you that we'd really like to hear from you. So if you have any comments or suggestions about the show or any questions that you'd like us to answer on the air, please send us an email. Our address is redaccion, that is redaccion at radiosefarad.com. Please put English Corner in the subject line. Finally, I'd like to close this week's program with a culture note. The Instituto Cervantes, or Cervantes Institute, is the network of official Spanish cultural centers abroad. Its aim is to promote Spanish culture internationally and does this by hosting cultural events, offering Spanish classes, and so on. On January 27th, the Instituto Cervantes, together with the Cultural Department of the Castilla and León Regional Government, sponsored a concert of Sephardic music in New York. The guest artist was Paco Diez. He is a well-known folklorist and researcher into the history of Spanish folk music and has published several records, including one with his group La Bazanca, called La España de las Tres Culturas, Music of the Three Spanish Cultures. I'll leave you now with Paco Diaz and a classic Sephardic folk song, A la una yo nací, I was born at 1 o'clock, from the CD Romanzas de Amor. See you next week.
A las dos me engrandecí, a las tres tomé amante, a las cuatro me casé. Me casé con un amor. En mi huerta crecen viñas, en la mar crecen corales, en mi corazón amores, en tu boca falsedades. Dime, niña, ¿dónde vienes? Que te quiero conocer. Dime si tienes amante, yo te haré defender. Yeah.